Let's talk about Huddersfield. They have surprised everybody because of where they are. You're not going to go into this game expecting to win, because I know you never expect things to just happen, but they are surely in a false position, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. After watching the games, they've not been beaten by much in many of the games. They could easily be, and when you watch them, they could easily be 10, 12 points in the competition. Seriously, they've just been off in some areas for some parts of the game, and that's really cost them. And I think, you know, they're still playing some good rugby league at times, and they still have some really good spells where you think, oh, that's the team that I remember from last year.
And you look at the squad they've got, there's still plenty from last year, plus the players they brought in, like Hinchcliffe and Rapira. This is a solid-looking squad this he's got.
Yeah, it's getting back. I think he's had some injuries there to cope with, as we all have. You know, but some squads are just a little bit skinnier than others, I think. You know, we've sent Gene over there, Gene Ormsby on loan. He won't be playing this week, it's part of the agreement. But, they're down on numbers, but we all are. You know, I haven't got too many more to spare. I might be ringing somebody to get one back soon if they keep going at this rate. But, you know, it's hard when you go through it.
You almost expect Huddersfield to turn a corner because of the squad they've got. This isn't a side that you think are going to be there for the rest of the season.
No, but momentum and confidence and when things just aren't going right, sometimes the harder you try, the bigger the hole you're digging. And it's awkward and it's hard, and you know, you feel down on not just your luck, but things just don't come easy at certain stages, and that's what they're working through. And you're right. You know, all of us are waiting for them to turn the corner, and we don't want it to be us this week, that's for sure. You know, they're at the stage where they really need to turn that corner very quickly, and, you know, that's the danger for us, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Looking ahead to the squad you're going to send over there, are you likely to be sending the similar squad very much to the one that lost to Saints?
Yeah, pretty much. I think the only change to the 19 for us this week is Jordan Cox. He's not available. We thought he might have been all right last week with his shoulder, and he's not quite there for us this week. So Sam Wild comes into the 19. But, yeah, we're not far off. We're not making too many changes there. But, you know, it's just another name on that injury list at the moment.
Just people going to ask me, how's Chris Sandow doing? Because, I mean, somebody said to me, Sandow's such a cog in your wheel. They want him back soon.
Well, he's been a cherry on top of the cake.
Big cake.
Nice cake. Yeah, that's right. And he, you know, he tops it off. He's a way to go through yet. We're getting him treatment, and after 2 weeks of this treatment, we'll get an idea of how the injury's repairing. Now, if that's all positive, well, you know, we keep going, and it could be, you know, a couple of months or 6 weeks or, you know, around that sort of mark. He's saying he's a quick healer. He reckons he'll be back in a month, but that'll be remarkable. If it wasn't healing properly, you know, yeah, it's going to be a significant layoff. But being the positive person that he is, Chrissy, he's confident that he's going to be back ahead of schedule.